We are live.
Woohoo! And we're live again.
We're live. We're live on YouTube and we are live.
On Facebook, very blurry.
Why is it blurry?
Clear that camera.
It's very annoying.
The camera's been drinking as much as we have, clearly. Professional start to the podcast.
There we go.
We're done. Lovely.
We're in.
Filmbusters.
Filmbusters.
Yeah, that music bit is so not what it sounds like, but yeah, we'll take it.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Hi, I'm Adam.
That was definitely not right, but we'll take it. Oh my God, you know what I've forgotten?
What?
The questions.
Oh Lord. Well, we'll keep the podcast going while Paul...
Do you want to have a beer? Paul, do you want to have a beer while I'm up?
This is what happens. Paul goes to get the questions. The ringleader of this fucking thing runs away. Adam spills beer on himself, goes to the fridge to get some more beers. And Ben is left to host the podcast for like several seconds. And then Paul returns to save me.
I've got the questions.
And here he is. Paul's got the questions. And the questions round is this thing where you ask us questions. Me and Adam questions.
Yeah.
And whoever gets it right, we get one guess each. And whoever gets it right gets a point. And if neither of us get it right, you get a point.
That's right. What score are we on at the moment?
I believe it's 24 for me, 24 for Adam, and 23 for you. So okay. These questions are going to be game changing. So let's see what happens.
Okay,
here.
Quiet in the room. In this month.
Shit. The month of March.
March 2002.
Yeah. Two?
History was made when two African-American actors took home both of the year's top acting awards, but for which films did Halle Berry and Denzel Washington triumph?
Training Day.
Oh, fuck, he's right. And Halle Berry's is Monster Ball?
Oh my God.
Is it Split?
You both got a point.
So what do we do? Let's take it. We'll pull away from him and that's
you
what
just
counts.
Said, like, I was just going to say Denzel
I'll give
Washington.
You one point each. That was it.
So what's that? 25, 25, 23?
Yeah.
Do you go for next day's question and just...
No,
like,
that's it.
Is that it?
That's so all we get. We're technically in Saturday now.
Well, oh yeah, we are on Saturday.
I'll give you one more question.
Yes.
I don't want to actually quite
I'll give you
him.
One more question.
This is the chance to split us again.
Let's try and split you up.
Is there two answers to this?
Here we go. Shh. Quiet in the room.
Quiet
Here we go.
In the room.
From which film? First one to say it. Magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Shrek.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes!
It was too easy, wasn't it? I thought it was like Step Brothers or something.
It was
something.
So easy.
Is it Shrek as well?
No, I'm sorry, but it was Snow White. That was the official answer.
I'm sorry, Adam.
That was the official answer.
26 to
Benny
now.
Well done. Okay, should we move on to news?
Let's do it, news.
Can you pass me that news, man?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, can you pass me that newspaper from over there? I want to know what's going on at the pictures. Thank you.
Danny Boyle is going to direct Bond 25. Will be Daniel Craig's last turn as James Bond.
Is that actually official?
Yeah.
I saw loads and loads of things going on about it, but I didn't know it was actually official.
It is official, yeah.
How do you feel about Sam Mendes?
Sam Mendes had his fill. He did one good one and two bad ones. So it's time for Danny Boyle to step in. Danny Boyle brings something new to it. It will be interesting.
He's been talked to do that for so long.
There'll be loads of heroin. And
to do it.
Or there'll be a zombie apocalypse.
Heroin, yeah.
Or some guy will get his arm stuck in a thing.
It'll be interesting
or some guy
to
will
look
win
at.
Millionaire.
Mm. He'll do a good Bond credit sequence.
Yes.
He'll do a very nice.
Very nice.
He is actually going to go on.
Coming out of the toilet.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. But Daniel Craig is cheeky because he should have been out after that Spectre. And he realises the film's fucked up. It's a flop. So he's like, let me come back for one more.
Mm.
And in the interview, he was like, yeah, I never said that I was going to bow out. You fucking said you'd bow out, mate.
We've actually
you said
you'd
bow
viewing.
Out. Yeah, but Danny Boyle, it will be interesting because it'll be visually he'll do something unique. Danny Boyle will just be an interesting addition to the whole
Who's
thing.
Who's going to be the villain, does it not say?
No.
That's the most exciting
Robert
thing.
Carlyle, imagine Begbie as the fucking villain. Imagine that.
Just throwing his beer over the balcony.
Yeah, but he's already been the James Bond.
Yeah, he has, yeah. Okay, yeah. Can't. But if he comes back as Begbie, people will be like, well, which one is he?
I fucking told you you were Bond, you dust cunt.
Oh my God, listen, do you know who's going to bring him back? Tarantino will bring him back in 10 years.
He'll bring him back in his next film. Tarantino won't be around in 10 years, he'll be quick.
Spacey, you got to think, after a prolonged period of time, someone, even if it's an amateur director, will be like, fuck it, I'm putting Spacey in my film.
So, we finished with that James Bond conversation?
Yeah, that was interesting. I think we got a bit distracted. But
okay, this is even more interesting.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Devil's Reject sequel is filming. It's called Free From Hell.
Mm.
Captain Spaulding, Baby and Otis all returning.
Well,
and do you know what?
Spoilers. We love it.
Spoilers from Tomb Raider, they're all going to break out the tomb, and that's going to be Devil Rejects.
What? I don't know.
That was a lot better in my head.
Let's just move on.
We've also spoilt the film, but I'm saying they'll get trapped in the tomb.
Oh, right,
they'll break
I see.
Out
oh,
and
I
they'll
see.
Be from hell.
Very well done.
And a Johnny Depp movie reference now as well.
Very well done. From Hell, yes.
I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited. You need to watch it. It's fucking good. I don't think you like it. Not your thing, I don't
think.
You
watch it tonight, it's level.
Yeah, you definitely won't want to snuggle with
that. Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to. I haven't seen that movie in a fucking decade. But that's very exciting. Is it Rob Zombie?
Yes, of course.
Excellent, very good.
Of course, finishing off the trilogy.
Yes, but without giving away anything, which I won't, it's hard to think how they could do a third one with all of them returning.
And yes, I know, but then the title kind of...
What was the title?
Free from Hell.
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Acceptance.
The Devil's... Well, they were the devil. Yeah, sure, they were the Devil's Rejects originally.
I love
so.
Adam just making the comments. Never even seen the film.
Yeah, but
just guessing.
The Devil's Acceptance.
Just good guesses. I like the guesses. They're nice. Guesses.
He said and rejected.
That'll be
that
very
was
the
first
fun. That'll be very fun. I liked Rob Zombie, and I liked all of his films apart from the two Halloween films.
I'm very excited for it as well. I cannot wait.
We'll go to the cinema, and actually, that's one film that we'll go to the cinema and see, and then you will be the one who goes, I don't want to see that, and then we'll go, oh, you have to do it for the podcast, is what people want to hear.
Mm. I'll go see anything for the podcast, sake of the viewers.
Jenny joined.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. She's joined. Hello, Jenny. You
Hello,
joined the
Jenny.
Podcast now.
Well done.
Everyone's going to go on Best Behaviour now.
Mm. And she's right in time for our next segment. Not new segment, next segment.
News.
News we do not give a fuck
give
about.
Give a fuck about.
Okay. News we don't give a fuck about. Eddie Murphy's script completed for Triplets. Short Sigger and DeVito returning.
Please let me like... Charlie Day should be in there. Just because it'll be like, even though it's going to be Eddie Murphy.
A quadruplet.
Listen, I knew this was coming. This was coming for years. Eddie Murphy was meant to be in it.
Yeah.
What's confirmed about it? That mate, what's happened?
He's written the script. It's completed.
He wrote the script.
Yes.
Now listen, have you seen Life?
No, I haven't.
I think Eddie Murphy wrote that. And it's probably the last great fucking thing that he did like 20 years ago when they were in a prison, him and Martin Lawrence, and it was very fucking good.
Really?
And Junior was good. Not Junior, Twins was good.
Surely he's written other stuff since then. And it's all been
rubbish.
Is Twins
the one where Danny DeVito's really rich?
No, Danny DeVito's like a bum. Like he's
the other way around then. And one of them is really rich.
Schwarzenegger comes from an island.
He's absorbed all the goodness from. Sucked all the greatness out.
Like David Beats at the table, he's like, we're in the sperm milkshake, and you've got all the good shit, and I got all the bad shit. And it's a very good film, though. I like that.
This is terrible.
I don't want to see
this
that.
This is terrible.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Who wants to see
I do want to see Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger back together again.
Yeah,
I don't want to
that'd
see
be nice. It'd be nice, but it'd be terrible.
Yes.
So we don't give a fuck about
it. We don't give a fuck about Eddie Murphy. But I will look forward to seeing the two twins back together, but not Eddie Murphy.
Lovely.
Yes.
Which moves us swiftly on to trailers.
Good, good, good.
We don't give a fuck about.
What's our trailers theme, Gene?
Well, I don't give a fuck about caravans, so why are you showing me that trailer trash?
I thought you said I don't live in a caravan.
No, I don't think so, do I?
I think so.
I don't live in a caravan, so why are you showing me that trailer trash?
So, we have watched Sorry to Bother You, the trailer.
We've watched that. Just now we watched that.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks very interesting.
Yeah.
It looks a bit of fun.
The actor's name is Lakeith Stanfield. He was in Get Out.
Haven't seen it yet.
Haven't you?
No, I must very quickly.
Overhyped.
No, I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
Terry Crews.
I like that.
He looked lovely. Armie Hammer.
Yes.
Stephen Yeun. My best friend Glenn.
I know.
You hate him.
I don't like him.
And then obviously David Cross is the white voice.
Oh yeah,
the main
David
character.
Cross is the white voice. Very good.
Yes.
So this is a film, for people who don't know, this is a film about, from what I could tell, a black guy who goes into sales, and then Danny Glover tells him, if you want to sell, you need to have a white voice.
Yes.
So he puts on a white voice.
And it's so obvious that it's not their voice.
Yeah, it's obvious it's not their voice.
It's
and
so
it's David
off-putting.
Cross, Tobias from Arrested Development doing a voice, but I won't go and see that
no,
film.
No, I won't go see it.
I kind of like the concept, but I will not go and see
it. It looks, if it was actually them doing good voices,
yeah,
it'd make it look a lot better. But the fact that they've dubbed voices over the top
know,
is so off-putting.
So it looks like it could be like very mismatched and kind of that can make it good, but at the same time, it's probably just going to miss the mark.
Is that odd?
I would go see it though. If someone said, do you want to go see it? I'd be like, okay, I'll go see that. It's maybe not actively choose to go see it, but I'll go see it.
I'll go and see it if you go and see it.
Okay,
I wish you carry on what you were going to say.
What was I going
to
say?
You kept about to say something and then you just stopped.
He was talking.
I know.
I forgot what I was going to say. There was something nice. You know.
Yeah, it does. I'm not going to see it. It looks kind of interesting. It has a good kind of concept, and it looks a little fun. Not bothered.
Not for one. I'm not for interesting, but I'm not for one. I saw Danny Glover on stage.
Did you?
Yes.
For what?
What was that?
It was
voice?
A play. No.
Yeah, she sounded like Bane.
It was a play called The Exonerated, and it was about people who were on death row. It was people on death row. They're real letters that they'd written. And okay. I just saw these actors on stage and they were just reading them out. And he was playing...
Did you see that like when you're Elf Street? Because I remember you got on.
No, like... I'll tell you something about that. This is completely irrelevant to all this shit. The night that I saw that, this was like 12 years ago, as I was going into the theatre, Rihanna was coming out. And this is Rihanna when she just started, when she was like in Britain.
On the replay.
Yeah. Before that. What was that? SOS. When that was her big hit. Mm-hmm. And she was coming out of the theatre at the same time. She had no minors or anything around her. Right.
And you shouted Riri.
Yeah, I shouted Riri, yeah. Before Riri the term had even been invented, I shouted that.
You hate Rihanna.
The ridiculous notion.
Luke wants to play Fortnite, by the way.
Luke, not
we're
now.
We're having no Fortnite
not
discussions.
Now,
Fortnite is shit. We're not children. We're not watching cartoons. We're talking films. Fucking
okay,
Fortnite.
We're moving on to Ben reacts to a trailer.
Yes.
And what are you reacting to, Ben?
The Avengers, or the Avengers
Infinity
one.
War trailer.
The new Avengers trailer.
Yes. Here you go. He pretty much hates any superhero film.
So this is Avengers, yeah? The new Avengers film. The third one.
Okay,
I've seen
Adam,
the first
you can,
one.
Adam, you can have a headphone, but just you're not reacting to it. Ben's reacting to it, okay? Good boy.
Right way around.
Start. Here's the world upside down. It's going the right way round. There's Mark Ruffalo, who we met on the Graham Norton show, and who works at BBC. Very lovely guy. Don't know what that is.
The
a stone.
Strange office.
An infinity stone. Who is this woman talking?
She's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right. Robert Downey Jr. She's from Guardians of the Galaxy, so that was a shit film.
That's the big bad guy.
I hate all of this. I hate all of this already. Spider-Man. We've seen him in like 6 films now. We don't see any more. This is ridiculous altogether. What's that?
What's his name? Who's the guy?
The Black Panther. That one. That's good.
Forever.
That's just do Black Panther 2. I'll watch that. I hate him so much. How can anyone be excited about this? And this. This is a kids' film.
It's Dave Bautista, by the way.
I know that he was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bautista bomb you.
This is so much like soundtrack, just overwhelming the trailer to make it seem exciting. Over the top CGI. Characters that I hate. Actors that I hate. None of these characters will die. One of them will die, maybe at the end. But it'll be a to the side character, Iron Man, probably. They'll all save
the
day.
Side character.
Iron Man's not the main guy.
Doctor Strange.
That's Voldemort.
Yeah, it was Voldemort. Iron Man's suit is big as fuck for some reason.
You've got to fight the Hulk.
And this is all like Robin Hood meets the superheroes. It was, wasn't it? It was. It's like in the forest.
Robin Hood
I can't remember
the
his name, but he's bending that fan's fingers.
I'm Peter. Is that meant to be funny? Is that meant to be funny?
No, I didn't know.
That wasn't funny.
You should get tickets on Fandango.
Hated that.
There you go.
The trailer that we saw in the cinema was more was better than that.
Yeah.
That really plays up comedy and shit. I'm not interested.
I hurt my ear, got a ringing sound.
Yeah, very loud for the thing.
That
I'm
is not
interested.
That is not the review. It's very loud.
No, I know.
It's very loud in my ear.
Apparently really hard to please.
Well, these two like superheroes very much.
That's coming from your girlfriend or your fiancé.
And I hate... Oh, yeah, so hard to please, but it's true. I've not... Look at all these comments over here. My goodness. I don't care for these films, as you know.
Yes.
I like the Black Panther, and it's in that world, so that's good. But
I can tell you that people
that
are going to die in this
by
film,
the way.
These films.
Yeah, because it's going to be the last one.
Chris Evans
and
is going to
kill him.
Yeah, there's not. There's a part. This is part one. There's going to be a part two as well.
Yeah, and Chris Evans actually said he's not doing any more films after these. Which
well, that's
because
he's
got to
get
leaving.
Back into the DJ booth for Radio 2.
Yes, indeed.
Quite. Who is he? Thor?
No, he's Captain America.
Captain America. Right. Okay. Yeah, that's Chris Hemsworth.
Who is he? Thor.
And who else is not coming back? Iron Man.
Well, no one knows. There's no actual telling of who is going to be gone or who's going to be dead.
Well, it's only fitting that some should die because how long can you string on these films? Because there's been 19 Marvel films, I think.
Yo, this is what everyone's been building up to, really.
And
this
no
whole universe
is
leading towards this one film
with the big gems in the hand. Thanos.
Yeah,
he's Josh Brolin. He's been strung along for 19 films. This is the first time you've actually seen him in a film. This is the big bad guy you start off from day one.
He's not much of a bad guy. He's just big and purple. And they're going to kill him by doing so. I'll tell you what happened, right? That fucking raccoon and the green woman will team up with fucking some arbitrary character like Hulk. And Hulk will die and the raccoon will plug some stone into the back of his neck and he'll go... and all these lights will start coming out of his head and everyone will go, oh, yes. And then the Hulk had to sacrifice himself for that. It's like, what is this shit, man? None of this makes sense. Compared to the Dark Knight films, how is this... I know, I'm not going to... And anyway, no, I don't feel bad. Because, exactly, yeah. So I don't feel precious
they'll
about saying this, because you hate it anyway. Your hands are freezing, my son.
They'll overcome all their things that have been dragging them back throughout these years, and they'll overcome them together to fight the power.
Yeah.
Fight the power that beat.
Well, good, enjoy. You, if you like that shit.
You're going to go see it.
Well, I have to.
Yeah.
And you're going to go see Deadpool. And you're seeing Deadpool 2, by the way.
I'm not seeing Deadpool 2. That's the one I won't see. I don't have to go and see that one.
We'll get a replacement in that week.
Well, I will go and see Adam's anything.
Week. It's Adam's week, then he goes, oh, please, Deadpool 2.
Because my week was, well, you were never really here. We ended up seeing fucking Tomb Raider.
You picked a film that wasn't even in.
it was here.
Oh, yes, we haven't addressed that. So we were supposed to see,
You were never really here. We were meant to watch that. For this week's podcast,
but for some reason it's not showing in cinemas anywhere.
That's behind me.
It is just in London, not in the sticks, not up in Scotland where we are at the moment. We're recording this live and direct from Dublin. I was about to say Edinburgh. Or
he's the only person in the village with internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
Only person in the village.
What's next?
We're going on to Tomb Raider.
The main event.
Get ready to rumble.
Adam's going to do a little plot summary.
The main event. Here is our future topic. Plus, Adam might do a rubbish plot summary.
Are you fucking serious?
Adam, just saw Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Tell us what the plot was without burping.
There wasn't really much of a plot. Her dad went to go investigate this island. He's dead. She goes, oh no, finds his dead stuff. He has all his work.
Sprout. Yes.
She then goes to Japan to follow her dad's legacy, gets waved away by a guy in a hand. Which is like the best part of the
film. This is an accurate representation of something.
She gets chased around for a bit by some guys trying to steal a backpack.
And cut her tongue out.
Can I first of all say about this film, the dialogue in this film is diabolical. The dialogue in the film was actually terrible.
It was.
Yeah. Every time they were meant to say a line, I was like, nah, that's just awful line. Just...
Yeah.
It was like, the game probably had so better dialogue. But yeah, anyway, so then she goes to this island, she gets kidnapped in a shipwreck. Her dad is dead again, but then she finds out her dad's not dead. And then they find the entrance to the tomb, and they're like, oh, put in the code.
Yeah, guys this is spoilers right now, by the way. This is well into spoilers. Totally. It was just a plot summary.
Just don't worry. Now it's spoilers. The film isn't that good to
worry. You don't want to worry.
And they're like, oh, no, we're going to shoot your dad if you don't give us the code. And she's like, okay, I'll give you the code.
That tells you everything about how we felt about the film then, the fact that you're describing it like that.
And then they go into the tomb and they realise it's actually a really bad idea and they should probably listen to him in the first place and not going into the tomb. And then everybody dies apart from her. And then they get away and they come back to London. And then they do a really bad setup for a second film.
Yes, it was really bad.
Yeah, it did.
So this is say right out right now that we're just going to go full on spoilers here. First is rate it.
2 out of 10.
Whoa!
I was going to give it. I was going to give it like a 5.
We said I would give it 5.
We said the only thing is, as an actual cinematic,
you know that it's not worth that.
The only thing is, as a cinematic experience, it was really good.
Yeah,
you
it wasn't. It wasn't.
It was like for once, if you just kind of defy logic and accept that dialogue was awful, the action was actually quite good. There was it kept you intrigued the whole time a bit.
It just had
terrible dialogue, a terrible ending, and Walter Goggins' head slowly got further and further back down the back of his head. And each scene is just further and further away.
Well, you give it a lot more credit than I do.
I'd say 5.
Why? Okay.
I was actually gonna say six until the last 5 minutes.
I was thinking, is that actually ending of the film? Is that what this film's actually building up to? That she runs away from every falling thing. And the thing I remember about Tomb Raider the most, like playing the game,
yeah,
is there's arrows that come out of the wall.
Yeah,
that, I remember that bit. That's the bit like, and they had spikes at the floor, not arrows at the wall.
But look, Tomb Raider is meant to be played, not watched, and it's like watching someone playing Tomb Raider. Which is like fine for 5 minutes, but then you walk away because you're like, why am I watching someone play?
Also, has she got skin like Luke Cage? Because she was getting beaten up at the beginning of that film in a boxing match.
Yeah.
And she like came away with no bruises. And then she went through a thing and then she got stabbed a little
bit. Oh, man. Okay, hang on a minute. Right. So there's 10 points up for grabs, right? You can give this film 10 out of 10 or 1 out of 10. You boys choose to give it 5 out of 10.
So you got
to
hit 5 good points about the film.
Give me 5 good, strong points that count for each of those marks. Between you, come up with 5.
Ooh. There was some fun action bits.
Yep, I'll give him that one.
Tell me one fun action bit.
Like when she's falling through the river and she's trying to grab onto everything.
And then she goes into the plane, and then the plane, and then the plane.
And you've not seen that in a million movies before, where people are going down the river and about to drop off the waterfall.
Yeah, you see it all the time, but it's still entertaining.
It was, and it was good. It works well in the cinema.
If you never saw that in any other film,
when we were watching the film, if we watch this in 4DX, like all the water you get sprayed.
Yeah, 4DX. Yeah. No. Well, of course, yeah. If you hadn't seen it in any other film, you'd be impressed by it. But that's the thing, right? Why are you laughing there?
If it was in 4DX, you would have got that wind on the face from the man going like this.
Yeah, that was funny.
But I'm going to say, guys, is probably don't bother going to watch this film.
Maybe we should explain why.
yeah, explain that joke.
Okay, guys, so basically, there was this Japanese man that Lara Croft approached and asked, I need to find this ship. And obviously he didn't understand her, so he was like this, and waving his hand in the air.
No, he was like this. He went like this. Like that.
That actually
instantly,
I looked over and I just
swirled. He was swirling in the big smile on his face.
Yeah, we instantly all looked at each other and was laughing out loud.
Also, can I just say another point? I said this is porn cinema. If you're in a helicopter,
talking in the cinema.
If you're in a helicopter and some guy comes up to you with a bow and arrow, what'd you do?
What, shoot him?
Fly away! They just tried to get a helicopter at the end of the film.
If you didn't notice, there was a guy standing next to her with a machine gun.
Yeah,
but you understand.
She had the bow and arrow, which she never used in that entire film.
Yeah, she did. She shot a load of people.
She got...
Which was she shoot?
She got two guys.
She shot one guy.
And then she shot another guy on his side. And he was about to kill her dad. And if she actually shot the guy, then no one would have actually been killed in Tomb Raider.
Listen. That was one point. Action. Four other points.
Did you like the jump scares?
There was no jump scares.
I got scared at quite a few moments.
You little bitch.
That bit when her fucking eyes went, I was like, whoa.
Oh, man. Why did her eyes do that?
I don't really know, because they were starting to degrade.
And the thing is, yeah, degrade, because it comes into contact with it. So the coffin opens, and when the coffin opens, there's a corpse in it, and they're like talking like, oh, I told you it was just a body, and then all of a sudden, her eyes go, and like so explode, obvious. And then the rest of the face disintegrates. It's like, why would the eyes do that? Why would the eyes suddenly go, pop? Like that. That makes no fucking sense.
Part of the film.
Just to scare Adam. That's the only way to scare Adam.
And it was just to scare Adam.
Come on. That's one point.
Yeah, but you can't say, yeah, I need 5 points to make it a 5-star film.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
That 5 general points.
I thought as like,
to its credit.
If you just like, halfway through the, like, partway into the film, you kind of realise this film isn't going to be groundbreaking, and you kind of have to go back to being a kid a bit. And you kind of have to think, like, just enjoy a film just for, without thinking about it too much. And that's what it kind of did. I would never watch it again.
Okay, yeah, but there's so many films out there that you can watch and enjoy. Yeah, the Marvel films are better than that.
Yeah, they are. But
So there's Marvel films, you would give a 5 to Captain America maybe, hey?
I'd give it probably more than a 5.
Or whatever. Tomb Raider should never even come close.
It is a very liberal vibe because it's kind of like you're in it at the moment, but still, I feel like it deserved more than a 2.
No, but I don't feel like it.
You've watched films where, because you, when you, if you sat down and watched that film, did you lose interest anywhere point through that film?
Yeah, I was honestly going to wait for it to end.
I'll be honest, I was sitting in there and I was thinking, I can't wait for this to end.
Yeah, I was thinking about it ending, but you still kind of like...
I was bored.
It didn't go slow at any point. It kind of kept up a bit of
pace. Can I tell you why it didn't work for me, right? And this is why it shouldn't work for
Okay, quick
anyone.
Question. Can we just talk about the fact that when he left her, she was like 8?
Yes.
That's 7 years down the line. She'd been like 15, sorry.
Yeah, I know, but that's how they do it in movies. They
and
get
then
like 30-year-old
like
people to play thing. She must play.
Nah. Listen, I'll give it a 4 out of 10.
See,
it's gone down.
Winning him round. You're going to come down as well. Here's the thing that
it wasn't
work,
great.
Generally.
I'm not defending.
No lower than 4 out of 10. There's no lower than four out of ten.
The thing about the action stuff that you're saying, right? Mm. This is what didn't work for me, right? Tomb Raider when it came out, which was like what mid-90s, the first fucking Tomb Raider, mid-90s. Yeah, it came out based on things like Raiders of the Lost Ark. And yeah. things like Commando, like the Schwarzenegger films, all those sort of action films, it was like the video game version of that. And people were like, oh, fuck, now I can play this stupid fucking action scene where you leap off this shit and roll into that fuck and do that stuff, right? And you get to play it. And now, after 4 or 5 games of that, they're like, oh, we'll turn it back into a movie. It's like, no. The point of it was that you've seen all these shitty movie action scenes, which were fine then, and then you get a chance to play it. And it's like, well, we don't want to see it back in a movie now because we fucking saw it in movies 20 years ago. So why are you putting it in a movie now?
I agree. It doesn't need to be a movie. Well, it never needed to be a movie. Oh. It's still a well-constructed film.
It was well-constructed film, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't give it lower.
So there's my 1 out of 10.
I all about
and my 2
way.
Out of 10 was because of the man doing this. That's a question. We got to find that shit on YouTube at some point. That's got to be on there.
We'll get him, we'll put it in the thing, and you can watch just some gif of the guy going.
Do you want to know what's annoying though? Is I wanted to like this a lot more than I did because I watched, yes, you were right, I watched Danish Girl last week.
I thought, yeah.
With Alicia Vikander.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh fuck, because Eddie Redmayne pisses me off. Something very annoying about him all the time.
I don't know what it is about him. You do want to punch him.
Always pisses me off. But she was fucking good in that. Have you seen it?
No.
She's really good in it. Like, it's her film. She's like still the side. I was like, oh, I'm really looking forward to then seeing her as well.
But do you really think she's going to be a good actress in the film like this?
The thing that put me off the whole time, she still can act well as Lara Croft.
Because what was she given, to be fair? The dialogue in that film is actually atrocious.
Yeah.
When he was like, I'm going to cut your tongue off.
I know, all of it was shit.
Even the little girl. Even when he was talking, the dad was talking to the little girl as a younger version of her. I thought, that's just like, that's not how you talk to
people.
Yeah,
the little girl was
It wasn't conversational. Kids always are.
Yeah,
but there's like good kids, but that was just atrocious acting.
Yes.
But it was atrocious lines to get given in the first place. It's not conversational. Everything flowed.
And here's the thing, like, right, fine. Okay, my dad's disappeared and I think he's dead, but he might have a trace of him on this island. So, right, let me go to this island. Oh, shit, I fall down a waterfall and now I'm running away and then this guy catches me and at the moment I murder the guy who catches me, my dad just happens to be standing nearby watching and then he goes scurrying up the side of a cliff. What the fuck's that about? That's sloppy fucking writing, man.
It was a bit. And then he looked like Mel Gibson as well.
I thought he was fucking Luke Skywalker at first, he's in that big cloak. He's about to milk a green cow, and then he goes scuttling up the top, and he's like, "No, he's not really hurt." He was so mental anyway. He was mental, but then he sobered up like that.
No, but still, he came up with some mental shit. Like, do you know when they first went into the cave and he's walking through, and he was like, "Her breath is still here."
Who says that?
This is what I mean.
You mentalist.
Like, I thought, at the end of the film, when the guy, when they open up the tomb, that guy with the other gun, like his kind of like bodyguard, the guy who's working, I thought he was going to shoot him. And that would have been quite
good. Yes. Yeah.
I thought that would have been like, oh shit. Do you reckon they'll make a second one?
Yeah. Would you go see it? No.
Not even for the sake of a podcast?
What did we say about the film
when we did the trailers? What did you say about the film when you watched the trailer?
I said it looked just like a typical video game adaptation, nothing special.
I said it looks like a bit of fun.
Yeah.
It was a bit of fun. It was kind of, in some ways.
But at the same time, I was like, I've seen this so many times before, yeah. I can just leave the cinema right now and I could probably know how it finishes.
If you'd left after 20 minutes and come out, I could have said to you, right,
you know that he's going to find the dad.
You would have told me the whole thing.
You know he's going to find the dad.
You knew that dad was dying from the off. You knew he wasn't dead.
You knew he was going to find him, and you knew he's probably going to die in the film again, so there was actually no point now opening the tomb, because he could have just died anyway.
Why was he so adamant about not opening the tomb? Why was he so happy about going through it afterwards?
Yeah, I know. And also, if he was so adamant about not opening the tomb, why when all that shit was kicking off outside the tomb, was he suddenly walking up to the door out of nowhere?
He's like, fucking mental.
He was mental, man. I like him, though. He's in The Affair. And yes. The Wire.
And The Wire.
Yes, but The Affair's better.
And The Wire's okay.
Yes. But the other thing... I didn't know Walter Goggins was going to be in it.
Yeah.
And he was not very good.
He was terrible. His hair did go back every single time.
I didn't notice that. Now that you talk about it, yeah.
Walton Goggins was alright.
He was typical, though.
Yeah, I know, but I like Walton Goggins just because he's Walton Goggins.
Well, from Sons of Anarchy.
Well, just seen everything.
Can I tell you what part of the film do you think I hated the most? What 5-minute segment do you think I hated the most?
The bit where they were being chased with the
fox. Correct. Fucking. What was the point of that?
And do you know what I hated? The fact that, oh, we're in England. This is how English people talk.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what annoyed me? That bit in the takeaway shop, when she goes and picks up the food,
yeah.
And they were like, the family impression of the guy to ask her, like, on a date, yeah. Obviously. And then they just, nothing happens with it.
I know. It's so pointless.
You know when she fell off the plane and she got stabbed in the face?
Yeah, and then nothing after that.
But she jumped in, he drowned her in muddy water. That's going to infect that shit. Yeah, You'd be like roaches in that shit.
I don't think they were that concerned with that shit in that when they were writing that script. That
you know what the cleverest bit of the thing I thought was? Do you know when it says on the thing the first letter of his resting place and yeah. She pushed up the R, found the key? Yeah. I thought that was quite clever.
Why didn't he just say, I'm in this island still? I'm not dead.
Because he made it before he went to the island.
Because it's like, go into my tomb. I'm not going to tell you that I'm alive. But
she raided his tomb. It wasn't actually raiding the tomb on the island.
Yeah.
It was raiding his tomb.
Okay, 3 out of 10. Yeah, that was clever then. That was
clever.
I never
realised that.
Yeah, actually, so the fox bit, right? Who does fox hunting?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, London. Who can actually get away?
That's why I hate cyclists in London.
Yes.
What the hell are they riding?
And also, if you went around that corner, you'd be hit by a bus straight away.
You would be dead. You would be fucking dead. And also, she's dripping fucking green paint all over London like it's nobody's business. What, she should be arrested.
Bitch. And then she did get arrested. And then let her out again in about 10 minutes.
She was arrested only because she hit the police car.
And she hits the police car, and everyone runs away.
Do you know? I'm really wounded.
Good friends.
And also, no. Here's the worst bit. When they crash into the police car, this is what I'm going to say. When they crash into the police car, the acting is so fucking bad by the extras. The two police officers get out, and the one in the passenger seat's got a radio here, and he goes, and doesn't say anything. And it's like, fucking, at least pretend like you talked into the radio and said, we're arresting someone. He just went, so fucking say something then.
Wasn't Nick, did you quite like Liam Frost in it?
No, I hated that. And his stupid chav wife.
Do you know what they should have done? It's going to be...
This film was awful. I hated this film. She was really annoying.
He was quite funny.
No, he was.
No, and that whole bit was stupid. Who has that many guns in London?
At the end of the film, when she goes, oh, I take
in a pawn shop. In the back of a pawn shop, yes. All these really like high-tech guns. It's like... We're not in America.
No, I know.
We're not in America.
Do you remember Tomb Raider with a big gun?
I know that she had those two. That was her iconic thing. Those two guns.
And it's kind of like, and then she's going to cut her trousers in half, so she's got some short shorts, and then, I don't know, grow some tears or something, whatever they had.
You wish, Adam.
He wishes.
Yeah, but that's
he was beating it to pixels back in 98. Fucking
Adam. Type that cheat code in for it to be known.
Let's open that cheat code in. How come they built that in? The thing is, it was meant to be based on the PlayStation game that came out 4 or 5 years ago. It's nothing like it at all.
That's what I think you were going to say about it.
Yeah.
I never actually played a full Tomb Raider game. I played like levels and like,
I played a
demos
lot of Tomb Raiders, but it was nothing like that most recent one. And I was very disappointed the butler didn't.
There was no butler.
I was waiting. You know when she drove up to the big mansion? I was like, oh, there's going to be a fucking butler with a tray of tea in there. It never happened.
She brings the gun straight out.
Bang, bang, bang!
And it just drops and it gets up again with the tree. Was so fucking round to that butler, short and round.
Go in the fridge.
It was actually a marble that made a pixel round.
Oh shit, people aren't going to get half of these references that we're talking about. We really don't give good exposition. I hated the boxing scene opening up and the talking in the locker room. Who's got my apple? I should have known it was you. What fucking shit was that? Yeah.
I mean, the dialogue the whole time throughout
this
the film.
This is my apple.
That's the only thing that left you... I think you would have liked it more if the dialogue was a bit more engaging.
I wouldn't, mate.
You might have done a bit.
Didn't it just strike you as fucking like? It was very Indiana average. Jones, like half as good as Indiana Jones.
It reminded me like the fourth Indiana Jones.
What is that? Well, exactly, and that's no good thing. It's like we should have fucking evolved since then. They were making these films 20 years ago. Indiana Jones was that and fun with some humour, some good story. This is like
It was a writer who doesn't understand human interaction. Like the dialogue that was coming out of people's mouths.
I know,
horrendous.
Even the bit when he was like, I remember the bit where she hid behind the racking in the tent. He said something, and I thought immediately that is a line you hear in a video game, but not a video game with dialogue where you literally, like the original Tomb Raider, there'd be like one line of dialogue every like 10 minutes, and he would say something completely random like, "Oh, we're moving camp."
Yes, I thought that.
Like you overhear a conversation with like in a Call of Duty game with a general in the background. That is what you hear. That's what most of the dialogue was like.
I think the film should have been more like that. It should have been framed more like a video game. Then I would have kind of gone with it like, okay, I saw what you're doing.
Do you know when she opened up the video camera? They had the footage from the game.
Spit it out.
The footage from the game in there. Like a little bit of...
That would have been nice. There should have been some reference to the
footage from the game.
Of, like, animation.
Like, what the fuck?
I can't see that. There's a one big blob.
Is it me?
It's a computer generated version of her dad.
What is this right now? What am I watching?
Yes.
And then we actually got to see Ready Player One, and it's a whole different plot twist into Ready Player One.
Man, this was not a good film. Don't go and see this film. But it's no, not
I wouldn't
very
say
good.
Yeah, the more I'm talking about it, the worse it's getting for me.
Yeah, 5 out of 10 these boys give it. If you're giving this 5 out of 10, right, you gave I, Tonya 7 out of 10 2 weeks ago. Are you saying this film is just 2 points away from being as good as I, Tonya?
I don't know. It's a different type of film, though.
Yeah, I know, but the rank system still counts.
This is the thing when I look for my rank system on like IMDb. There's like films that give an 8. I'm like, that is better than 8, but it's not quite a 9.
This time next week, you will have forgotten all about this film and you'll never think of it again.
I've almost already forgotten about the film.
Yeah, so have I.
That's what I'm finding hard to remember. I'm breaking my brains. The film.
I know.
We should have done this podcast as soon as we came out. What was I had a lot to say then.
What was the worst moment in the film for you?
The part where they had the standoff outside the entrance to the tomb. It just felt so wrong. And also, yeah. I noticed, it really bugged me, that shit like this, is when he was talking to her, the gun was up there. When he cuts a picture of her dad, the gun is down there.
Very well spotted.
1 out of 10.
But also, I thought, she had that bow held back on that arrow so fucking much, and you just never saw a fight. And you're like, do you know, we know how strainful it is to hold that fucking bow back. Mm. She was doing it like it was a fucking piece of cake, just walking around.
She's
like,
cucking like the monkey bars on a boat that's about to get smashed up on a rock.
I know, that was like, that's a video game fucking manoeuvre right there. Why are you monkey barring on that boat? You could have just jumped. Considering you leapt off the fucking bow of that thing. And that was the other thing. Why did you leap like that?
Quick question.
And on the trailer, I thought she was leaping from one boat to another. She's just leaping
also,
in the sea.
Also, the thing is,
sliding.
Do you know that twisty thing? They made quite a big thing that she left it behind. A camera focused on it
and
one of the
back to
yeah,
it.
And it never actually true. Came back that she left that behind. It didn't mean anything. She remembered the code in her head and then opened the tomb.
That's See, true.
The whole film was a crock of shit.
I did actually
saying.
Think, oh, she's going to get there later and be like, oh, I don't know, kept I should have kept it.
And that thing when she crawled up, when they finally were going into the final tomb and she crawled up the wall and she was sliding it all over. It's like, yes, this would be tedious at best if I was playing the video game. Watching it on a fucking film is like, fuck
And
off.
The ladder's just like...
I know, the ladders.
Do you know what I wanted? Helpfully there was one moment I really wanted for her to pick up a little spot, you know, the flame on the top, and walk around like that.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been like a nice touch. Instead of using torches.
Do you know what I thought might have happened? You played Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved it if she met Nathan Drake. That would have raised it up a point. Maybe two. If she'd met Nathan Drake, you'd be like, fuck, oh, yes. Because that's the same world. But see, Nathan Drake now, they should make... If they made a... You play Uncharted, man.
I know of Uncharted.
So Uncharted... If they made a film of Uncharted, I think, okay, I'll go and see that. Because it's current.
And
now.
It'd be just
Tomb
the same.
Tomb Raider's so dated.
It'd be just the same.
It probably would.
Come on,
yeah.
But
it
like,
probably would. It probably would.
Yeah, but I feel like they might do it a bit...
But see, actually, no. Because Nathan Drake, when you're playing the Uncharted game, it's so cinematic in itself. That was a better movie than Tomb Raider.
Yeah, but because you're
playing the video game.
But quick thing, you're more interactive, but also how long did it take to complete a game for Uncharted?
Mm.
About 15 hours, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't... That's too... It's like...
You get invested. That's what it is.
And also, so, the writing was terrible with the Sprout thing. The Sprout thing.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
It was kind of all right at first.
Dad loves you.
Yeah.
It's like, just say, I love you. Why are you talking to yourself in the third person?
I know.
You stupid idiot.
I know, yeah, yeah. Say, I love you, yeah.
Dad loves you. Totally. Well, he doesn't actually love her. That's why, because he doesn't want to say it
himself.
He's
not her dad.
Yes.
He's not her dad. Actually, fucking Walter Goggins was. He was a dad. That's a twist. But they left that on the cutting room floor.
From the bit where the guns in the pawn shop, right to the end, that's where I was like,
that was the end.
This has ruined it.
That was the end.
Literally,
she holds him up and goes, I'll take two of them. And then the
Oh, yeah. That was the last bit. Yeah.
No, literally.
So the bit before that, where she goes, oh my God, my company is part of the company that has ruined everything.
It went down before.
Oh my God. I got to go to work. I got work to do.
Yeah, I got work to do. And no, like, please, you don't. Leave it.
We don't even care. We haven't even met this woman. We don't even know this woman. Why is it such a big deal?
The villain in the next film is your mum.
Her mum was dead.
It wasn't her mum.
Oh, who was that?
The one who looks after it. The film went downhill. I thought, okay, it was all right. It could have been saved a bit more. I'd probably give it a 6. When you said, asked us in the beginning of the film what we give it, we all said a 6. Do you know the point where the guy stands up and then you see it's a little cog in the bottom?
Yeah.
I think from that moment onwards, the film went straight down.
Yeah, I forgot about that bit.
From that moment, it was like, this is just stupid now.
That's what...
And then from then on, it was a very rushed ending, and then it went on to the thing about the rushed ending with the woman and turning up another film, and then it went to her having the guns. And from that moment, I thought, okay, you open the tomb, now this is the big reveal, this is where it's actually going to go. There was a pathetic shootout for a bit, and then it ended.
Why the fuck was that body like an amusement park? And he's like...
I know. I know.
Just sitting up like a haunted house.
It was for a jump scare at the time, but...
But also, like, the people who were meant to have died of the disease suddenly just reanimated. Like, all right, we're in a horror film now.
Yeah,
we've
got
a question over here.
We've got a question. Well, no, we can't do questions yet.
Still,
okay.
We'll
go to the questions
that.
After we've done the film.
Are we finished with Tomb Raider?
I was finished with it half a minute.
I think we're done, mate. I think we're done.
So what's your final ranking, then?
2.
I'll give it a 4 now.
C.
I'm going to give it a very nice 5.
Okay.
All right, you stuck 5.
That's fair enough.
Fine.
Either
way, well, whoever's opinion you go with, you fucking don't watch that film.
Yeah.
5 out of 10.
I'll agree on that. It's not worth it.
All right, go watch it just to see.
I think our summary.
What did she say to it? What was the question?
Do you speak English?
No, she said, do you know where I can find Lee, whatever his name was? I don't know, I just saying.
His hat was huge, man. Oh, that was the best.
Do you know what
would
have been better? If it was like someone really famous and that was like a quick cameo. You get covered up the hat.
Man, you found out that was De Niro.
It was like Jack Chan.
His Frankenstein shoes. Anyway, that's the end.
End of Tomb Raider.
End of Tomb Raider.
What do we go to?
Rubbish.
Now?
Right, we're going to. What have we been watching?
What have we been watching?
Do you want to find out what we've been watching, Big Boy?
Oh, yeah, Tommy. Tell me what's hot right now.
I finished with The Sinner. It was alright, it was very good. It did unveil a bit more compared to what we said last week, where I thought they released it all in one big go, but it did get a lot better.
It's very good.
It is very good. I would recommend it.
It's very good.
It's a good murder mystery.
I can't see a second season.
When I finished it, I looked on IMDb and it said it had a second season. I thought, where is this going? I can't possibly just leave it. It really annoys me now. It's like everything gets big, just leave it with one series. That's all it needs.
Smashing
the table. He feels passionate about it, but I agree.
And also, the husband in it is just Jon Snow. Just a poor man's Jon Snow. Kit Harington.
Don't get the reference.
I'm going to show you a picture of him.
You're recording, you can't.
Yeah, I can. I can do everything.
This is where the sound on the podcast gets muffled while Adam Googles a picture of a character in The Sinner who looks like Jon Snow, apparently.
Look, that is Jon Snow.
Looks nothing like the cunt. He's got a beard and some hair.
No.
That's Shia LaBeouf.
That's him in The Sinner. That is Jon Snow.
All right, if you say so.
Okay.
Back to the recording.
I agree with you.
Put it down.
Put it down softly.
You look at Tony Montana.
Tony Montana. Oh, Tony Montana. Montana.
I watched Animal Kingdom.
Hey, and?
The only thing is, going into it, you've hyped this up so much over the years. It was very good, but it was just very good.
And what would you give
that? It is very good.
What would you give that out of 10?
I want to say like an 8 point something.
Well, that's still high.
I'd give it an 8.
Yeah. It wasn't like you kind of made it out to be like your favourite films. It just kind of went along for a bit and it just trundled a bit. And it's like, where was it actually going? Is this going to go him going after the cops? Well, after the work with the cops? Was it working with his family? The best bit of the film was the very end. the very last.
That was great moments. That last couple of seconds, I was suddenly like, oh shit,
and then ended.
But imagine then, like, I'd never heard about it and or spoke to you about it, and you just stumbled upon it.
I would probably recommend it to people. I've told people about it since as well. So it's like, it's a film that I recommend you watch. Ben Mendelsohn
as Pope is great. Pope's a great character. Before even Bloodline stuff, man, like, Pope is like, well, who's scary?
I just didn't feel like the main character was the kid. I didn't feel anything for him. And it's a bit like...
What did he have? Autism or something?
Yeah, something like
that. No, not that you're not supposed to like him. He was just troubled. Careful.
He was just troubled.
He was troubled.
But yeah,
what did he have? He wasn't autism.
I don't think he did have autism.
No, he didn't have anything. He was just kind of a bit like secluded. But you're meant to latch to him and feel for him about the film.
He's a bit socially awkward.
Yeah,
but that's how we feel about you.
It could have been very good.
I watched The Danish Girl, which I stuck on and I was very surprised by, because I did enjoy it, despite Eddie Redmayne being highly annoying. Mm-hmm. And like, in the opening 5-10 minutes of it, I was like, Eddie Redmayne, you're so fucking annoying. By the end of it, it was like, well, you were kind of good, but like, it's like you're just playing a woman all the time anyway. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, it was fine. But I watched all of Black Mirror, the most recent season.
Oh, good.
And it's the worst one, yeah.
Yeah, it is the worst.
One good episode. What one do you think it is?
Am I going to say the space one or the one with the guy from...
The space one was good.
Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders,
yeah, both of them too.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
they're the two good ones.
Yeah.
The other ones had very good ideas. The worst one was the one with the robot dog.
Yeah, the black and white one. What was that about?
That was a very... But the last one was kind of alright because it brought everything back together, and it's the girl.
Well, it was a bit boring as well.
It was a little bit showy as well. That last one was a little bit like Charlie Brooker going, "Oh yeah, look at what I can do." Like, it's like, yeah, we fucking. The thing is, it's become really big now.
Black Mirror, and it's kind of almost got too big.
I wish it was all British. I wish none of it was American. It was all British.
Because the best of that one, the guy from Peaky Blinders, is a British episode.
I did like
the first episode though. It was good, and then you see Aaron Paul at the end of it.
Yeah, and I clocked it as soon as he spoke. I was like, that's fucking Aaron Paul.
He's got a very distinct voice.
Yeah. He has.
It's like, bitch.
And I feel like there was something else that I watched or finished up, but I can't remember what it was. They're the main things that I watched.
Okay.
Sentinel Woman.
What have I watched?
Shape of Water.
I watched Shape of Water.
Oh.
And
Murder on
I very much Express. Enjoyed it.
Loved it. I knew it. I very much enjoyed it.
It's almost like watching like a Hammer House horror.
Is it?
Why are you shaking like that? Yeah, it was good.
So it's a horror.
It's entertaining. No, it's not a horror. It's like watching a Hammer horror. It's almost like watching like an old like Frankenstein kind of film.
Get out of
It's here. Got that kind of feel. It's also very weird.
I kind of like it.
Like there's full on like sex with a sea beast.
It just seems very Ponzi, very irrelevant.
Oh, yes.
And just very Oscar-y.
No, but I thought that as well, but I really enjoyed watching it.
I don't know.
You fell in love with a romance.
Hey, what about this? What about this? Would you say it's better than Three Billboards?
Yes.
No.
I don't see how.
I don't even know.
Three Billboards is one of the best films I've seen in a while.
Have you seen Shape of Water?
No, but I don't see how it can be.
Exactly, so how can you
say it? So is it better than I, Tonya?
Yeah, better than I, Tonya.
So is it the best film you've seen this year?
Best Oscar film.
No, best film. Best new film you've seen this year. Shape of Water.
I can't even think what else I've seen.
All the stuff that we've watched for the podcast.
From all I can think of right now.
And Logan was last year.
Justice League had flaws.
It's in the same Oscar year. Let's talk about it like that then. Logan was nominated for Oscars this year.
But it's not this year, so I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say Shape of Water because it's the thing I've rated highest out of everything I've watched.
What did you give it? If you put it on IMDb.
I think I gave it 9.
It's Horses for Courses, man, because he would like that. He would like that. Whereas Phantom
Thread
will be better than that.
Which I'll be watching soon, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, this movie was Shape of Water. I also watched Murder on the Orient Express.
Don't say nothing, because I want to watch that.
Do you know how
I want to say anything about it? I liked it.
I don't want to know who does any of the killings or anything. I'm completely oblivious to that stuff. I liked it, yes.
Yeah, good.
So you watched it?
No, yeah, but I know what happened.
Well, don't say nothing.
The original one.
You're awful. I haven't watched the original.
Yeah, it's fun.
We were trying to go and see it at Lunar Cinema.
And it leads on to, they're going to do another one.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
They're doing it anyway. It's already been in production.
Well, I know Poirot doesn't die at the end.
It's already in production.
I like Suchet. I like David Suchet.
They're doing the next one. Death on the Nile. Yeah, Death on the Nile.
That's not what it's called, is it?
Death on the Piccadilly Line.
Death on the Nile. What's this one called? Murder, Death. Yeah, Death.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
We've got work to do.
Yes.
You're not just any Croft.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good.
You have a responsibility.
That's what I've got to say. Does that mean we're moving on to letters?
Letters.
How many have you got letters this week?
Theme tune.
Letters.
Fucking read them there. Fucking read them there, yeah.
These three males just received emails.
Well, what are we post to do about it?
Fucking read them.
Okay, so our first letter.
What are you doing?
We've only got one letter, and then we can read some people's comments on the live. So, letter is from Scott Redding, and he asks, why does Nicolas Cage star in such terrible films apart from Con Air and obviously Face Off, but he didn't say that.
Well, you better field that question as the Nicolas Cage expert.
Because you won't be living in this house.
Because he loves the money. That's it.
And he's not a very good actor, though.
But he has done some good films.
In those films. The films are good, he's not good.
Can I tell you right now, I'm going to list you always good films. Con Air, Face Off.
How about we do a better game?
Matchstick Men.
I haven't seen it.
Lord of War.
Racing Arizona. I've got a better game.
I can give a I've got a better game. Care, right?
How about you name as many Nicolas Cage films as you can
until you
run out.
No, because...
No,
I'm not doing that game because me and Zoe play that game and we laughed for so long.
He's blitzed it.
How many do you reckon you could do?
We'll be here all
How
night.
Many do you reckon you could do before?
We named pretty much all of them apart from like five.
You dropped out the best one.
Yeah, go on. I hadn't finished. I got interrupted by this young buck. Go on and
say another.
Stay another day.
8mm is a good one.
I didn't care about that one so much.
It was alright. James Gandolfini.
I didn't like the end. I thought the end was very let down.
I can't remember.
The criminal was like, oh, him.
I can't remember.
He was exactly.
Can't remember.
What about Leaving Las Vegas?
Give or take.
This is not the film. You're not saying the film that
you got an Oscar for that film, but I give or take it. It's fine.
Pick the correct films. I don't think you've seen it. Adaptation.
Oh yeah, it's alright.
That's his best one, mate. Adaptation.
I don't really care for Nicolas Cage.
No.
I've seen a couple of films.
And then Kick-Ass, that's your favourite.
Yeah.
Told you.
Adaptation is very clever. Very clever film.
But anyway, to answer the question, he makes bad films because he wants the money.
Yeah.
And that's all he cares about.
Like De Niro nowadays. He just
And it's
makes
also like Samuel Jackson. He likes the money.
Yeah.
No,
that's why he's one of the highest paid actors.
He just loves acting, apparently.
That's bullshit because Samuel Jackson.
Him and what's his name? There's another actor who said he's never ever turned down a film role.
Yeah, who's
he's really
that?
Famous.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's never turned down a film
never
role.
Never turned down a film role. Whatever script he gets, he does.
No one sends him scripts anymore because he never sends any films.
Yeah, if you're like an amateur actor, like you made a film, you send it to him and he might say, yeah.
I know. Well, we should try.
You must go past his PA.
We should invite him onto our next podcast, see if Christopher Walken wants to talk on our next podcast.
Yeah, so we've got a question from Jenny...
From the blog.
Emily.
Jenny Emily.
Right, and she's asking, is there a film you guys can all agree deserves 10 out of 10?
Guaranteed, I can say you won now.
Go on, him.
Go on.
Go on. Well, here's the game. We each
Without
being prompted by the others,
okay.
We each say one film that we know the others give 10 out of 10.
Okay, no.
Ready?
I'm all going to say the same film.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
What did you say?
Reservoir Dogs.
Well, that's all 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I would actually give everyone on
this. That was so easy.
Goodfellas and Fight Club. Very good.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
But actually, Goodfellas is the only one that I'm less sure about. But I'm pretty sure I'd give it 10.
Shut up.
I probably would give it 10. But, I mean, Reservoir Dogs and Fight Club are always
there. We've got these three. Let's discuss other ones.
What's an unusual one that we might not realise?
Would you give Dark Knight 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last Jedi?
No.
Shut up.
Tomb Raider?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
There must be other ones, though. You've got to think of all the classics.
Sling Blade. You wouldn't give that 10 out of 10, would you?
No. 7 or 8.
What's something you give 10 out of 10 that you don't think much people would?
I know what you give 10 out of 10.
What?
American Psycho.
I don't think I'd give it a 10. I'd give it a very high 9.
No, you'd give it a 10.
I'd give American Psycho a 9.
Oh, come on, guys.
American Psycho a 9.
Come on,
guys. There is just... I love American Psycho so much, but there's just something there that niggles me. Like Lord of the Rings.
No. Come on, boy.
What about like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Well, yeah, that's 10. A 10. Yeah, that is 10. A 10.
Like, I'm just trying to think for like IMD. You don't like Shawshank, do you?
No, not really.
Good, Godfather?
Yeah, 10 out of 10. You won't give it 10 out of 10.
I would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Would you give The Godfather 2 a 10 out of 10?
No, I'd give...
9.
Yeah,
I think it is.
You'd get Godfather 3 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I would.
I know you
would. Just to annoy people.
Dog Day Afternoon 10 out of 10.
I'd give it
I'll give it very high. It's a very underrated film.
Very high, but
that's not an answer.
I'm saying lyrically,
he's fucking.
If I give
American.
Half, like I'll give it 8.5.
What about
12 Angry Men?
Yeah, that's 10 out of 10.
That's a favorite. I love that. 10 out of 10. Much.
12 Angry Men.
I just think it's brilliant. Like the way
it's brilliant. It is brilliant. But it's not a film. It's a film I've watched and I go, oh, that was really good. But it's not one that I go, oh, I can't wait to watch that again.
Should you just open up your collection and see
what did you two think of Glengarry Glen Ross? Score wise, 7. That caught in my throat. 7.
I know. I wouldn't give it a 10, but I think the only thing I'm going to say, I'll give it a 9 because it was just, I don't know.
9 is fine. 9 is fine.
It's very few times in recent times I put on a film and then been completely engrossed, start to finish. Like, it hasn't,
it's
like...
It's high praise.
Sometimes you watch a film, you partway through the film, you do start to wander a little bit.
Yeah. It's because it's so fucking energetic.
It's so quick,
all
and
the
it's the two acts, and suddenly, like, it's almost two short films put together.
Yes.
It should be, like, two parts. If it was made now, it would probably be split into two parts.
It's true.
But it's just, like, I don't know. I just thought it was very good. Oh, I watched a film the other day. I'm just saying that. Moon. I watched Moon last night.
Moon, almost a 10. 9, maybe. Maybe 8. 8, borderline, 9.
The only
9.
Thing is with Moon, I'd say now, is you've watched, like, 2001. Yes. And then you've watched, like, The Martian, for example, now.
And 2001 probably gets about a 7.
Yes, I probably agree.
I almost fell asleep in it. I was in the BFI cinema, very comfortable seats, and it was just like...
You probably need to see that in that sort of setting, though, I think.
It was like... But the seats are too comfortable for that. They recline.
Is it
the
IMAX?
No, it was just the main cinema.
Oh, Lord.
But it was too comfortable to watch a film, like, 3 hours long. But, yes, yeah, so I've watched, like, you see 2001, and you see The Martian, and now I've seen Moon in that order. And it kind of just feels like, yes, it probably would be.
Yes.
But once you've seen them 3 times, it's almost... But they've got that, it's got that other... It's got that added layer
to
it.
The Martian wasn't very nice.
It was all right, but the Moon's got that other layer to it, where suddenly, like, you're not just about being stuck on the planet. It's all about... 3 levels of people almost you get going.
What about American History X?
See, the thing is with 10. A 10.
Yeah, 10.
Mm. I don't know, but it doesn't make me want to watch. It's like.
Oh,
it's
a, I'll watch that.
No, because I've watched it so many times. Yeah. So I
right. watched it and I really want to watch it again, but I don't really want to watch it again. Like, every so often when I look at my film catalogue, I'm like. It's just kind of.
You've got a catalogue?
Yes, with the, he goes into the internet.
I asked Argos to do it.
He
for
goes
him.
To Argos, yeah, and orders it.
Yeah,
anyway,
you know
so there's
mean?
Lots of 10s out of 10s there. Plenty 10s out
but,
of 10s.
We're making a whole podcast out of this.
We agree on the 10s out of 10s.
That was a good question. Guys, you can get in touch with us too and send your letters and questions to @filmbusterspod to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or you can email us at filmbusters@outlook.com.
Oh, he did very well to finish that while Adam was tickling you.
Yes. And that is the end of the podcast.
This was quite an experience. Face to face for the first time.
Our first live and our first face to face podcast.
Finish on a nice line.
Go on, what's the nice line? See you next week.
That's in the bathroom by
the next
bathroom sink.
The last line is. Got some work to do.
Got some work to do, Sprouts.
That's
it.
We cross have responsibilities.
Yes. What was her shit line at the end? When she killed that guy. Something.
I cut your tongue out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's a callback.
No,
to the
she
free
said,
Japanese
say hello to your father. You can tell him yourself.
Oh, is that what happened?
She said it because he said to hello to your father.
Yeah, but then.
And then the big explosion came along. She grabbed the. That was actually quite cool.
It was
the finger
all shit.
Shoved down his throat.
No, it was so obvious.
It was obvious. And you can't bang a fucking gemstone down someone's throat and then start
it
going...
It was a finger.
A gemstone.
It was a finger.
A finger.
What?
A gemstone.
She took... But the thing was in a plastic bag. It was in a steel plastic bag.
I thought it was one of them stones she put into the hole.
Let's go back. So the finger was in a steel plastic bag. You only get the infection if you touch the body.
So how did she get the infection? How did
because
she not get
the
infection?
The bag was
she
sealed.
She smashed the bag.
And she put the bag in his mouth. That bag would then not be...
I didn't see her smashing any bag.
She took it out of his pocket and put it down his throat and then kicked him. But you'd also think, you wouldn't react straight away because your stomach acid wouldn't degrade the bag.
Nobody touched him.
Yeah, but it was in a sealed bag. So if she didn't get
so
hit,
it take
it
a while.
So it came out of the bag.
No, bollocks to that.
It's not popcorn.
Anyway, this film's rated very low.
And what do you think about popcorn in the cinema now that you complained about it?
I forgot to say, these two ate popcorn in the cinema, and it was very annoying to me when they bought popcorn in the cinema.
It hurt his feelings.
They were very respectful in the cinema.
And there were some youths in the cinema that were very respectful.
There were youths in the cinema, which I wasn't impressed with, but they were very respectful. It's
shout out to them if they're listening.
Generally, going to the cinema in Stevenage was a very pleasant experience.
Good.
Much more pleasant than going to the cinema in London.
Lovely.
It was a pleasure to go to the cinema with you both.
Was indeed.
Highly fanciful. It's Buster's.